I'm very, very excited to welcome back to the Freight Stage one of the finest acoustic guitar players today. How about a warm welcome for Brian Sutton Band?
All right. We should just quit now. It's going so well. How you guys doing? All right. You ready back there?
Yes, sir.
I've been walking across this land, girl, and now I wanna lay my head down on your pretty bed. I know that's where I wanna be. Where I signed my name, I picked a little flower and I folded it inside. It's been a long time gone, my dear, but now my journey's o'er. These barking dogs of mine are gonna lead me to your door. I've been walking across this land, girl, and now I wanna lay my head down on your pretty bed. I know that's where I wanna be. I found just hard luck and traveling, and all that I was looking for was here inside my heart. I've been walking across this land, girl, and now I want to lay my head down on your pretty bed. I know that's where I want to be. Back and warmed me on the way. I carried around this old guitar and I picked a tune or two. Now the days are getting shorter and the winds are blowing colder and the leaves are falling down and I'm getting back to you. I've been walking across this land, girl, and now I want to lay my head down on your pretty bed. I know that's where I want. Thank you.
That was all the notes. Thank you so much.
Something
faster? Yeah. Since we're warming up now. No, thank you so much for coming out. It's really good for us to be here. We're about halfway through a little January tour, and it's nice to be on the West Coast. And I've been here a number of times in this building and in this area with a lot of different folks over the years, and it's really, really great to bring this band to you guys. And over here on the mandolin is Casey Campbell. They like you, Casey. This is Casey's first trip to California in his whole life. Yeah, he's happy with it so far. Over here on the fiddle, Mike Barnett. And back on the bass, no stranger to anybody here in this area. And it's his birthday. It's his hometown. His mom is here. Gotta love that. It's the Sam Grisman back here. I think it's a pretty great example of touring and date selection and all. It's basically on me that we're here tonight, and it's Sam's birthday, but it's, you know, it's, don't forget that I set a lot of this up, okay? don't give him too much. This is his gift, to play with me on this stage tonight. He's paying me. All right, we're going to jump into some real music now. And we got a couple of tunes here from a record that came out. Well, that last tune, Cricket on the Hearth, a little fast fiddle tune, came out on a record a couple of years ago called Into My Own. We're doing a lot of other tunes tonight off of the most recent thing that I put out last year called The More I Learn. And here's one off the Into My Own. It's all about the freight and salvage. It's called That's Where I Belong. Where I belong.
where I don't have to worry, and that's where I belong. And that's where I belong.
Thanks. We do a tune here that is off this most recent record. It's about a flood that hit Nashville about 90 years ago. I know you guys have been dealing with a lot of that stuff around here recently. But this is an old tune that I heard digging in through some Uncle Dave Macon songs, old Grand Ole Opry transcriptions, and it's a song that a lot of, well, at least from the title, a lot of blues acts have covered. Bessie Smith originally did the song back in 1928. And a lot of acts of other blues acts have covered this tune under the title Backwater Blues. This is Uncle Dave Macon's Backwater Blues, which nobody has covered till now, laying a certain claim. It's a good old song. The backwater's up and folks are running. I'm going up a mountain, I'm going hunting. The Cumberland River sure is a running. Fare you well, oh my little darling, ain't I gone? Oh my love, a lonesome road. Oh my love, it's a lonesome road. Talking to a feller, the water was arising in his cellar. Rise anymore, it's coming through the floor. Fare you well, oh my little darling, ain't I gone? Oh my love, a lonesome road. Oh my love, it's a lonesome road. Mother's uptown, she was never found. Wasn't that bad, oh my little darling, wasn't that bad? Oh my love, a lonesome road. Oh my love, it's a lonesome road. A mountain, I'm a going hunting. The Cumberland River sure is a running. Fare you well, oh my little darling, ain't I gone? Oh my love, a lonesome road. Oh my love, it's a lonesome road.
hydration.
Water.
All right. Here's another tune. Written by a guy that I've become a pretty large fan of, a songwriter named Jeffrey Folcault. I don't know if he ever plays here, but he's really, really good. And this is a tune of his that I've I loved the first time I heard it. It's just a good vibe and interesting little thing called "Don't Look for Me."
Thank you.
moon, outrun the sun, till the day is through and the day is done. These shadows stretching long and thin, tell me I'll find peace again. Like the light of dawn, when it's plain to see that my love is gone. My heart keeps breaking every day. When the sun comes up, it's hell to pay. So I chase the moon, outrun the sun, till the day is through and the day is done. These shadows stretching long and thin, tell me I'll find peace again. Yeah. Chase the moon, outrun the sun, till the day is through and the day is done. The shadows stretching long and thin, tell me I'll find peace again. This whiskey does the trick. Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. And I hope I die before I wake. And I pray the Lord my soul to take. So I chase the moon, outrun the sun, till the day is through and the day is done. The shadows stretching long and thin, tell me I'll find peace again.
New record. If you buy the record, you get a whole other verse that I didn't sing just then. And it's different words. This is a D28 Martin guitar from 1936 is the vintage on that. And one day I'll get a new one. Or one day I might get new tuners. It's the original tuners on here. And it's the first time I've had this guitar out on the old bluegrass trail. And so far, so good. Playing a song like that on a guitar like this can yield moments in between songs where I talk and tune a lot just like this. What it does. Here's one. Thank you. That's called the Overton Waltz. Yeah, thank you. Overtone? No, it's Overton, T-O-N. That song's actually inspired by a guy that I've been maybe in this room at least once with, Bela Fleck. And he has a song called the Overgrown Waltz. And there's a street in Nashville that called Overton, and Bela's house is near that street, and so I call that the Overton Waltz. It's a little bit of an homage to the man. He thought the song was okay. I grew up over in the mountains of Western North Carolina, around Asheville. and was really, really fortunate to grow up in a great family of music. And also what's beautiful about that area is just the whole community of musicians and you know, including ballad singers, dancers, storytellers. And they don't really call it bluegrass over there. It's more just mountain music, right? And so there's no real lines of stark delineation like you see other places. So that was my experience growing up, was playing bluegrass tunes, but playing a lot of old-time music, playing, you know, swing tunes and a lot of fiddle tunes, obviously. But this kind of song here, it's one I wrote, but written in the style of some of these old mountain ballads. It's about a man that's been done wrong. It's called Runaway. I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say, and I don't know what made you run away. Run away, run away, oh my dear, why'd you stray? And I don't know what made you run away. Sweet and loving wife, you had an easy time of life. You done me wrong, and all that I could do is sing this lonesome song. Run away, run away, oh my dear, why'd you stray? And I don't know what made you run away. You left our house a happy home, you left your children for a roam. You couldn't bear to be my keep, you couldn't bear to see them weep. Run away, run away, oh my dear, why'd you stray? And I don't know what made you run away. And it was all that I could do to try to love you through and through. And with my head in my hands, we're running far across this land. Run away, run away, oh my dear, why'd you stray? And I don't know what made you run away. Hey guys.
Hey Brian.
There's food back there.
Good. All right.
Hey, doesn't matter if I'm in tune. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Such a fun time being out with these guys. I mean, I've been here a lot of times. Anybody see me here before? I'm always with a different group. And it's great. I've enjoyed a career in music of being able to do a lot of different things. And this is the first time where I've actually, even before we made the record, got to go out and play some tunes with these guys and kind of work them up and did a lot of writing. Then we made the record, and then we've been out touring the record after that. And it's almost like a real band. But the thing is that, you know, these 2 hours of the day they're going to be all right. You know, we're pros and we're doing what we do, but the way these guys and we all kind of earn our money in the travel business is those other 22 hours of the day. And these guys are a pleasure to be around most of the time.
Today, on the other hand.
Yeah. I'm going to do a tune. Here, we got any Bob Dylan fans in the house tonight? One of the most loaded questions in the music industry.
Who?
That guy.
Never heard of her.
There's a story of it was Frank Sinatra, wasn't it? Frank Sinatra went to meet Bill Monroe. You may have heard this. And Frank Sinatra said, "Nice to meet you, Mr. Monroe." And he says, "Now, what is it that you do?" That was the thing about Bill Monroe, is you never quite knew what he knew. Here. Here's "You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go."
You wanna play a song now?
I've seen love go by my door. It's never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's all wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragging clouds so high above, I've only known this careless love. It's always hit me from below. But this time around it's more correct. Right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Clover between his lace, crimson hair across your face. You could make me cry if you don't know. I can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much. Love, you're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. The crickets talking back and forth in rhyme. Blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended sad, relationships have been all bad. Mine's been like Verlaine's and Rambo. But there's no way I can compare all those scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Take a little break. So yeah, growing up in Asheville, North Carolina, there was a guy that lived there, you know, a couple generations ahead of me named Bascom Lamar Lunsford. And if you've never heard of him, he was a figure sort of like Alan Lomax that we owe a lot to as far as going and collecting songs and recording musicians and that kind of thing. Bascom was also a fiddle player, banjo player, singer, clogger. And he was, the main thing Bascom was a champion for all the roots culture that was, you know, that scene around Western North Carolina. Again, like I said earlier, fiddle players, banjo players, ballad singers, clog dance teams. He took a square dance team to the White House, I think, back in the 1960s sometime. He was a politician, too. But this is a tune that he, this is a tune that I really like that he recorded back in the, I guess, late 1920s. And it's about the building of a particular tunnel that's basically still there, just east of Asheville. And the story of it, just quickly, during Reconstruction, major drought hit that area, and folks were suffering already, and they were suffering even more now. And there was no rail line that went up the mountain from the flatter part of the state, and so it was decided that, yeah, let's just go ahead and continue that rail line up into Asheville and go up into the mountains and help those folks out. But, you know, this big debate ensued about how that was going to happen, big major works project there. And it just so happened to coincide with this new technology that was being used in projects like this called nitroglycerin. Yeah. Folks said it was a blast. Thank you. Thanks so much. No, anyway,
really
so
did a bang up job.
It was a bang up job. But the main thing we get out of this whole story at this point, as far as the show that we're in right now is concerned, are these elements of you know, a good bluegrass song, Casey. You got your mountains, you got your trains, you got your explosives. What can go wrong, right? So this song sort of sums up a lot about that experience, and it's about as Asheville as a song as you're going to get. It's about the building of the Swannanoa Tunnel. Train's got to run from Rowan County. The land's run dry, baby, the land's run dry. And how you gonna get that line over the mountain? Gonna dig right through, baby, gonna dig right through. The Asheville Junction, the Swannanoa Tunnel, all caved in, baby, all caved in. I'm going back to the Swannanoa Tunnel. That's my home, baby, that's my home. When you hear that watchdog howling, another man's round, baby, another man's round. When you hear that hood owl squalling, another man's gone, baby, another man's gone. And the Asheville Junction, the Swannanoa Tunnel, all caved in, baby, all caved in. I'm going back to the Swannanoa Tunnel. That's my home, baby, that's my home. Shines like gold, baby, shines like gold. Throw this hammer in the Swannanoa River, it'll ring right on, baby, it'll ring right on. And the Asheville Junction, the Swannanoa Tunnel, all caved in, baby, all caved in. I'm going back to the Swannanoa Tunnel. That's my home, baby, that's my home. Thank you.
When you hear that mountain blowing, another man's gone, baby, another man's gone. When you hear that mountain crying, the train rolls on, baby, the train rolls on. In the Asheville Junction, it's one in a tunnel, all caved in, baby, all caved in. I'm going back to the Swannanoa Tunnel. That's my home, baby, that's my home.
Thanks very much. We're going to do one more tune here, take a little pause. You feel like it?
We've got such a great crowd, I need to.
Yeah. He's going to kick this one off on the mandolin, though.
That's good enough.
Thank you.
folks a minute. Thank you.
So how about another set from Brian Sutton Band?
How did it go? Tune here that I love the storyline of this song. I'm a fan of train songs in the first place, and this is sort of the little story about the origin of the train song, if you will. And it's about, if you imagine, you know, some westward expansion kind of town about 150 years ago or so, and the young guy gets a job working on this railroad crew, and he's feeling really good about himself, got some money jingling in his pocket, and feeling confident. What's he do? He goes and starts trying to hit it up with the ladies, makes got a little traction there. Things are said, promises are made. But as it would go, as bad luck would have it, as soon as the train that he's working on is ready, and there's a way out of town, she's on it. And that's why we have train songs now. A lot of versions of this song that exist out there, but this is my favorite version of this. It's called Been All Around This World. Yeah. All right, it's going to get good.
Working on the new railroad with mud up to my knees. Working on that new railroad with mud up to my knees. Working for old John Henry, he's mighty hard to please. Well, I've been all around this world. When you go out fishing, boys, you take your hook and line. When you go out fishing, boys, you take your hook and line. But if you go out courting, you don't leave your bait behind. I've been all around this world. Well, I went to town last Friday night and Molly passed me by. I went to town last Friday night and Molly passed me by. I could tell her mind was changing by the roving of her eye. I've been all around this world. Now where'd you get them high heel shoes and the dress you wear so fine? Where'd you get them shiny shoes and the dress you wear so fine? Well, I found these shoes in a boxcar and the dress wasn't far behind. I've been all around this world. Do you remember, Molly, when you took me by the hand? You remember, Molly, when you took me by the hand? You said if you ever married, then I would be the man. Well, I've been all around this world.
Things get bad.
And now the new railroad is finished, boys. The cars are on the track. The new railroad is finished, boys. The cars are on the track. And Molly's riding on down the line, and I know she won't come back. I've been all around this world.
rich girl, send her on down the line. If you see a rich girl, please send her on down the line. But if you see a poor girl, I'll bet she's a friend of mine. I've been all around this world. Well, I've been all around this world.
Thanks very much. Story doesn't end there. Casey Campbell walks out. No, our guy's left. The train's gone. She's on it. Don't know what to do. Goes down to the freight and salvage. Hears a little music. Drinks a little bit. On the way there, on the way home, drinks a little more. Starting to drown his sorrows in our story, the train song. Enter the blues. And this is the song he hears when Casey Campbell walks in the room. It's a song that Bill Monroe wrote when he first heard Doc Watson play the guitar, called the Watson Blues. Thank you.
Casey Campbell did. Yeah. Story doesn't end there. After all that wallowing and pitiful, feeling sorry for himself, our lead character then just sort of turns into that next stage of the train song, which is anger. Then Sam and Mike walk in. We end our little, as it is, a little storyline with the song Doc Watson would have first heard Wade Maynor play back in probably 1930s or 40s. Train that carried my girl from town. It's called the Cumberland Reel. Thank you.
we haven't done yet. Even better than that.
Happy birthday to you.
Wasn't on the set list, and it's again one more of those things that I'm doing tonight just to make this night so special for Sam.
Wish I could spend all my birthdays at the Freight.
Yeah, you want to sing a song for your birthday, Sam?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, what do you boys want to play?
Want to sing something?
Not really, but...
I don't think he wants to do that.
I will. There seems to be a storm now.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you let the crowd get out of hand.
I know. You let the cat out of the bag now.
Cat's on fire.
We should book all of our birthdays here at the Freight and Salvage. We have four opportunities. Let's do Presbyterian guitar. This is a John Hartford song. Yeah. Sam and I recorded this, the latest record that we got out, and John Hartford's a great influence on us both, and Norman Blake as well. This is a song that John wrote, that Norman kind of made the, you know, sort of seminal recording of this thing back on the Aeroplane record. But we did a little guitar-based duet style just about like this. Thank you. tune here. I mentioned Doc Watson a little earlier. He's there. Any other flat pickers in the house? We, you know, don't have to debate about the influence of Doc Watson in the world of flat pick guitar. But I had a really great experience being around Doc. I met him probably around late 1990s when I started playing Merle Fest over there. But I grew up a huge fan of Doc, and being in that part of the country, you know, and Doc was getting older at that point when I was kind of in high school, and so he was playing a lot locally. And I got to see him quite a bit when I was a kid, these little tiny festivals, and got to meet him. And then again, what I'm saying is the time that I got to spend recording with him and playing some tunes with him on stages and things like that, and mainly just sitting and talking with him. You know, I don't know if any of you guys ever had a chance to do that, but he's, you know, you can rest assured he's he was the guy that you hoped he would be. And anyway, just loved time being around Doc. And again, from the flat picking perspective, you know, it's kind of obvious. But for me, one of the things I love about Doc Watson is just the way he would kind of absorb material. He would make new songs sound old. He'd make old songs sound new. And it was just a way of his being and a way of his choosing songs and kind of absorbing. And here's one that he did that with, where it started out as a waltz, a slow, mournful waltz from Roy Acuff. Right? But the song, again, it's about a train, and Doc said, no, we're not going to have that. We've got to move this up here. We've got to get this thing moving. So put some tempo behind it, change it to the 4-4 timing, 3-4 timing. He wasn't done there. He added this little bit of the extra flavor into his rhythm, the hammer-on. Really get that train clacking. So here's a streamlined cannonball. It's a long steel rail and a short cross tie. I'm on my way back home. I'm riding on. It's that streamlined cannonball. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound of the whistle you love as she travels on through the face, and though he's old and gray, a contented heart, he waits for his call on that streamlined cannonball. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound of the whistle you love as she travels on through the night. Firebox, it's flash, you can't see. Well, I ride the blinds, it's the life that I love, Lord, it's home sweet home to me. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound of the whistle you love as she travels on through the night. A star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound of the whistle you love as she travels on through the night. She travels on through the night. let's do that thing in D. This is a tune off the new record that I wrote basically after sort of watching the news. It was kind of before this past election cycle, but just kind of just being disgusted with what I was seeing. And I remember at that particular day, there was some kind of whatever the senseless violence of the day happened to be. And you know, it just sort of pissed me off. And I felt like, you know, this song kind of came out out of some of that anger. Just sort of asking the question of, can we not be better than this? It's called Time Has Come. Some world, a tragic time. Discussions framed by battle line. Just reach across and take my hand, and let's repair this broken land. Brother, time has come for you and I to make amends and heal our troubled hearts. Brother, time has come to fix what's tearing us apart. What comes off my tongue? Words can cut straight to the bone. They're bruising more than 6 10 stones. Sister, time has come for you and I to make amends and heal our troubled hearts. Sister, time has come to harmonize and blend our parts. Touch, we're losing life. The answer's not in guns and walls, but open doors, respect for all people. Time has come for you and I to make amends and heal our troubled hearts. People, time has come to fix what's tearing us up. Children see a better day. What's most important to be found? It's not too late to turn this thing around. Let's get Mike Barnes up here to play an original tune of Sam Grisman's. We all got to record this song with Mike back in the summer. When did you write this song, Sam?
Maybe 8 years ago.
Something like
that.
It's Still hanging in there. I wanted to tell you, though, Mike Barnett's got some records and, well, we all got stuff out there, but later on this year he's got a couple of really cool solo projects coming out, and we all got to play on a little bit of it. Casey Campbell over here on the mandolin's got a really cool record coming out. He's, for the last several months, been recording duets with guys like David Grisman and Ricky Skaggs and Jesse McReynolds and Bobby Osborne and Buck White.
You've got money.
A great mandolin duet record. I was telling the folks the other night in a show that, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in this world these days, but as far as the the current young talent in bluegrass music and acoustic forms, guys like this are just knocking it out of the park. I used to be young talent. So here's Mike Barnett playing old bards.
Thank you.
right over there. Thanks, folks. We're going to do a couple more. This is a tune that is the title song of this latest record that we're kind of out supporting. And it's about kind of where I am in my life. And got teenage kids and responsibility. But I've always been a guy that, you know, I like learning about new stuff. I like trying new things. This whole sort of, you know, venture of sort of stepping out on my own a little bit and not just being in everybody else's band is been challenging, and it's been a struggle and kind of a, you know, internal little battles and whatnot. But it's, you know, it's making me better, and I like that. I just like the whole journey of it all, being a musician, being an artist. It's one of those great lessons in life of just knowing that, you know, whatever path you're on, you know, you're going to continue to learn. But a lot of times when you reach some sort of aha moment or some pinnacle and you're, okay, this is, I figured that out. But what that moment really does is show you what's next, show you what else is out there to figure out. And so the song kind of sums it up in the chorus line of, the more I learn, the more I learn, that I sure got a lot more to learn.
He's got away with words.
Honey. It's a serious song, Sam. Did I say it was about my life?
Been up on the mountain high, found myself in the valley dry. I've won the day and lost the fight, come through the dark to see the light. Well, these scrapes and scars reveal to me all the highs and lows and the in between. Sometimes I fly, sometimes I fall. Reminds me I don't know it all. But the more I learn, the more I yearn for just one more page to turn. Yeah, the more I learn, the more I learn that I sure got a lot more to learn. My shoes have nearly lost their tread, aiming for what's just ahead. I've run this road, yes, far and near, still wondering where it goes from here. Now the road is lonesome, the road is long, when you trail a tune and you chase a song. I've come and gone and rambled far, finding notes on this guitar. But the more I learn, the more I yearn for just one more page to turn. Yeah, the more I learn, the more I learn that I sure got a lot more to learn. Finding out or not is true, I didn't realize in my youth. It's less of what I take each day and more of what I give away.
There's one thing I know for sure, that love is strong when love is pure. Not just for me, it's ours to own. A lesson we can't learn alone. The more I learn, the more I yearn for just a little more time to burn. The more I learn, the more I learn that I sure got a lot more to learn. Yeah, the more I learn, the more I learn that I sure got a lot more to learn.
Fiddle tune, but I wanted to say thanks again to all the folks at the Freight and Savage and helping us work this in. Once again, that's Casey Campbell on the mandolin over there. Mike Barnett on the fiddle. And the birthday boy himself, Samson Griffin. I also want to say thanks to Dan Foldis back there.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Local guy. Dan and I work together in the Hot Rise band. Does all he can do to make us sound good and get there on time. All right, here's the Hangman's Reel.
again, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do a tune here that I wrote about going up to the mountains. I know you guys are fond of that around here, going over to the Strawberry Festival over the years. Just kind of getting up and away. You know, again, referencing the Asheville, North Carolina area. Every time I go back there, it has this sort of centering effect on me, and I kind of look forward to that. You know, I need that in my life, and I think we all have places like that that we go, and I'm fortunate to actually have a couple of them. And the other one would be the annual visit to Telluride, Colorado, up there in mid-June. any of you guys get a chance to go up there, you should do it. And so I was going to Telluride a few years ago and got on the plane, real early flight out there, and I just told myself, okay, I'm headed for the hills. And when I got there, checked in, got in my room, walked out on the patio, and I looked up, looked around, and said, okay, these are hills for the head. One more play on words. But no, the songs, it really is, you know, one of these centering kind of things to just get away from things. Life is so hectic and busy and many, many layered. It's good to find your spot. Traveling east on 40, I got my girls and a herringbone. And when I see that ridge come into view, I know I'm almost home. Where old-time friends and family welcome in their native sun. They remind me of where I've been and point me where I've yet to run. I need an ocean for my soul, ground for my bed. I need a home for the heart. I need these hills for my head. And all we share laughs and tunes, howl at the moon, then we hike up to the falls. Well, how important is that pilgrimage, an annual reprieve? We need that hillside gathering like the thin air that we breathe. And an ocean for my soul, ground for my bed. I need a home for the heart. I need these hills for my head. Well, I guess I'll just keep rambling, running from here to there. But I count the days and dream of the ways I can get up and clear the air. Well, you folks are kind to listen, and I sure don't mean to be rude. But if you don't mind, I'll take my time and go gain some altitude. With an ocean for my soul,
ground for my bed. I need a home for the heart. I need these hills for my head. An ocean for my soul. Ground for my bed. I need a home for the heart. I need these hills for my head.
See you later.